稣将大使命颁布给我们，要我们使人做主的门徒。今日我们不必踌躇，这里有主的中仆，教导你我规划服事、牧养、训练、拆船与职堂的蓝图。让我们透过这两刻钟，经历从天上来的赐福。欢迎收听晨曦讲座。
芳华向神的仆人问安，欢迎来到晨曦讲座。愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。晨曦讲座周一到周五提供同工学习、进修、培训的内容，让我们对服事有更全面、宏观的眼界，培养自己成为健康工人，建立健康教会。我们看事情的姿态，决定我们看到的景象。今天，曾金发牧师传承跨代的危机与转机讲座，他要以以赛亚书40:1-9分享传承坚实的盼望这个主题。曾牧师会告诉我们什么是看待真理的正确方式，以及校正我们的视角往往是穿越旷野的旅程。什么是旷野呢？以下我们就来听曾金发牧师的分享。
世代更替的速度越来越快，面对教会、家庭、组织，上一代与下一代的传承浪潮一波波涌来，什么该留，什么该舍？邀请您一起来寻找定准之锚，勇度跨代挑战。欢迎收听《传承跨代的危机与转机》。
One of the art galleries in London, there is an entire floor dedicated to Italian Renaissance art.
在伦敦有一个美术馆，它整层楼是 展示的是在文艺复兴时代的艺术品。
One day there was a famous art critic who came to examine the art pieces.
有一天有一个这个艺评家，他就过来检视每一份的作品。
His name is Dr. Robert Cumming, the professor of the history of art in Boston University.
这位来自波士顿大学的 Robert Cummings, 他是当地的那个大学里面的艺术史的教授。
He came to a piece of masterpiece painting entitled The Virgin and Child by Lippi.
他来到一个地方，看到那幅画是圣母与圣婴的这个画像。
He could see the master strokes of this 15th century Italian artist.
那他可以看出这个15世纪的这位画家他的每一个笔触。
But as he admired the brush strokes and the colors, he thought to himself, something is missing, but he can't tell what is missing.
但是他仔细查看，发现好像有一些的画法，有一些的笔触，好像不在那儿，他不晓得是什么。
Then the thought struck him, what if this piece of art wasn't commissioned for an art gallery, but for a prayer room?
那他就突然有一个念头进来，他说，是不是这个作品其实不是为了在艺术展览用的，而是本来是要挂在一个祷告室里头的。
Because in a prayer room, they wouldn't be standing to admire the piece, they will be kneeling down in prayer.
因为在祷告室，我们进去的目的不是为了去欣赏艺术作品，而是在那个地方跪下来祷告。
So Professor Cummings did something he has never done in a public gallery. He knelt down in front of the painting.
于是这位艺评家他就做了他生平从来没有做过的事，就是他跪下来再重新看那一幅画。
And as he knelt and he looked at the painting, the whole perspective changed.
当他跪下来从这个角度看的时候，那个圣母圣婴的像好像完全不一样。
The proportions were exactly right.
他那些比例是还是一样，完全正确的。
The colors were brilliant. The brick strokes, the painting strokes were brilliant.
不管是配色，是他那个笔触，都是 完美无缺的。
We learn a principle with this story.
这个故事的重点。
Our posture determines our perspective.
我们的姿态，我们的姿势，常常会左右我们所看到的这个景象。
You see, here's the point. Without the right posture, appearances are deceiving.
如果没有在一个合适的这个姿势去看的时候，可能你看到的那个画像或是那个图案，其实是会欺骗你的。
Things are not what they seem.
因为它不像是你它表面所看到的那样。
And especially for us as Christian ministers, we need the right perspective of the world we live in by adopting the right posture.
那特别是我们服事主的人，我们在看这个世界发生的事情，特别需要有一个合适的姿态。
Especially the posture towards truth.
尤其我们站在真理面前的时候，我们的姿势是怎么样？
The greatest battle in our world today is a battle for truth.
今天世界最大的征战就是为真理的这个战争。
Not simply knowing the truth, but living out the truth.
不只是知道真理，而是如何活出真理。
You see, there are two ways to view truth.
我们看待真理有两种方式。
First is to view truth as content.
第一种是把真理视为它的内容
，where truth is a propositional statement，
它里面可能是一连串的逻辑论述
，and so discipleship becomes merely a knowledge transfer。
那从这种角度，你就会把门训当成是很多知识的传递。
I have some knowledge, I transfer to you. You receive some knowledge, you transfer to others。
那我有神学知识，我把这个知识传递给学生。
But I'm here to lovingly tell you that knowledge transfer do not change lives.
那我凭爱心告诉大家，这一种把真理视为内容，传递知识，并没有办法改变人的生命。
The past 2 days I've been emphasizing is not the acquisition of truth, but the application of truth that changes lives.
我提到不只是获取知识，而是你如何应用这个知识才是关键。
So while truth as content is important, even more important is truth as connection.
固然真理作为内容是很重要，但是真理把它看作是一个连结是更加的重要。
Truth must be connected with life. Truth must be connected with reality.
因为真理必须要跟我们的生命跟我们实际的现实产生连结。
And therefore truth must be connected with the ultimate reality, which is God himself.
那么这个真理需要跟终极的存在，也就是上帝，需要产生连结。
And when we connect truth with God, our posture must be right before him.
那么因为我们它是真理的本体，所以我们跟这位真理的本体的连结，我们需要留意我们是采用什么样的姿态，什么样的姿势。
So that in him we can walk a sacred pilgrimage of grace and joy and blessing in the journey of life.
以至于我们在这样的一个人生的旅程当中，所能够看到，所能够经历的是恩典，是真理，是祝福。
But in the journey of life, there's a reality we must connect with, which is the wilderness experience.
那么在这个连结当中，很重要的一个是旷野的经验。
I define the wilderness as the unexpected trials and difficulties and dark days that come our way.
那我定义旷野就是那些你出其不意的那些挫折，那些难处，那些挑战。
The wilderness is a place of uncertainty.
旷野是一个充满了不确定性的一个地方。
And yet in the uncertainties of the wilderness, we have a solid hope.
在这个充满了不确定的旷野当中，我们却有一个非常笃定的一件事。
And in all that we pass on, we must pass on that solid hope.
那我们所要传递的就是那个坚实的盼望。
The text I want to bring to us is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1 to verse 9.
我要参考的经文是以赛亚书的40章从第一节到第九节。
Let me begin with Isaiah 40 verse 3 to 5.
我们先读3到5节。
A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Verse 5, And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶和华的路，在沙漠地修平我们神的道。一切山洼都要填满，大小山冈都要削平，高高低低的要改为平坦，崎崎岖岖的必成为平原。耶和华的荣耀必然显现，凡有血气的必一同看见，因为这是耶和华亲口说的。
Let's start with getting our perspective right. Discipleship is a journey.
那我们重新调教我们的视野跟眼光，门训是一个旅程。
Discipleship is not a regimental journey, rather it is a redemptive journey.
所以门训并不是一个管理人或者是教训人的一个旅程，它是一个寻求真理的一个旅程。
Very often this journey takes us through the wilderness.
那这个旅程常常会把我们带到一个熟悉的地方，叫做旷野。
It is a necessary journey.
那这旷野的经历是一个必要的旅程。
When Anne and I visited Israel, we joined a tour, and our tour guide is a wonderful lady called Hannah.
我跟我太太去圣地旅游的时候，我们有一个导游，她很有经验，她名字叫 Hannah.
The bus was going through the wilderness. She took the microphone and she said, Ah, the wilderness.
那 bus 开到这个旷野的时候，他就发出赞叹 Ah, 旷野。
The wilderness is a special place.
旷野是一个很独特的地方。
For in the emptiness and barrenness, God speaks.
在那个一片荒芜甚至贫瘠什么都不生的这个地方，上帝竟然是在那里说话。
In Bible history, the journey from Egypt to the Promised Land was through the wilderness.
那从我们的圣经告诉我们，从出埃及到应许之地，它会经过旷野。
You remember how the 40 years wilderness came about?
那大家记得那40年的旷野是怎么造成的吗？
They sent out 12 spies to spy the land.
它的起头是摩西差遣了12个探子。
Two of them, Caleb and Joshua, had faith, but the other 10 spies did not.
十个来回来报恶信，只有加勒跟约书亚回来报好信。
So the 10 spies brought a bad report.
那这个十个探子报恶信。
And the people lost faith.
然后就让以色列的百姓信心都消化了。
They walk in unbelief.
他们就怀着不信的恶心。
So God judged them and said, For every day you spied the land, it will be 1 year in the wilderness. 40 days, it will be 40 years in the wilderness.
所以上帝惩罚他们一天比一年。
So I asked the question, Why the wilderness?
那我的问题是，为什么需要经过旷野？
Why is it God didn't say, Oh, these people were here,In unbelief, poof, send them back to Egypt.
那为什么上帝不在盛怒之下说，回到埃及去？
I found there are at least two reasons.
原因有两个。
The first is because of God's promise. The second because of God's purpose.
第一个是上帝的应许，第二个是上帝的目的。
God has promised Abraham that He will bring the people and give to them.The promised land.
因为上帝已经应许先祖亚伯拉罕会给他一块土地。
And if poof, they go back to Egypt, they will never enter the promised land.
如果就这样 poof 一声叫他们就调转回头回埃及去的话，他们就永远进不了那个应许之地。
They would have come out of Egypt, disobeyed God in unbelief, poof, they would have gone back to Egypt again.
结果他们是出了埃及，但是在不信当中又回到埃及。
But more importantly, because God has a purpose for the wilderness.
更重要的是，上帝预备的这个旷野是有一个神圣的目的。
It was to develop a people of faith by strengthening their faith muscles, even in the wilderness.
那是要在旷野去锻炼这个神子民的信心。
So the wilderness wasn't a place of punishment. The wilderness was a place of development.
那所以不是惩罚，而是一个发展跟成全。
It was a place of sanctification.
它是一个成圣的所在。
You see, salvation is God getting you out of the world. Sanctification is God getting the world out of you.
所谓的救恩就是把我们从这个世界或是从旷野拯救出来，但是所谓的成圣是把这个世界从你里面拯救出来。
So the wilderness wasn't a destination, the wilderness was a transit point.
所以这个旷野它是一个过渡。
Here's the lesson. God doesn't want us to live in the wilderness. He wants us to learn from the wilderness.
上帝不要我们住在旷野，上帝要我们从旷野当中来学功课。
Now there are bad news and good news.In the wilderness.
那在旷野当中有好消息，有坏消息。
First, the bad news.
第一个是坏消息。
We can lose our bearing in the wilderness.
我们可能会在旷野当中失去方向。
We can get confused and lost in the wilderness.
我们有可能会变得觉得混淆而失去方向。
Because the wilderness is a place of emptiness and desolation.
因为那个地方是空旷的，是草木不生的。
And in that lostness, it can become a place of desperation.
那在这样的一个旷野，你有可能会变得失去盼望。
Anne and I was once lost in the wilderness in Africa.
有一次我跟太太在非洲的一个旷野当中走迷了路。
We were looking to go to Johannesburg and driving along, we couldn't find our way.
我们本来是要去开车往约翰尼斯堡，但是却迷路了。
We got a map, we know Johannesburg is in the north, we were driving towards, but somewhere down the line, out of the city, there's no more road signs.
我们知道约翰尼斯堡是在北方，我们也朝北方开，但是开到一半，那个路标都不见了，然后我们就迷路了。
What is worse is I'm from Singapore, and in those days I didn't realize that in winter time the sun sets very early.
那我自己是在热带地的新加坡。那到了南非，我不知道它到冬天的时候太阳很早就下山。
So suddenly it became pitch dark.
那突然就变成漆黑一片。
So imagine there's a solitary car.
所以你想想，在那个一片漆黑当中，有一辆孤单的汽车。
I have a missionary couple behind who is traveling with us.
我的后座坐的一对宣教士夫妻，他们跟我们一起。
Four of us in the car in pitch darkness.
那就我们就四个人坐在那个漆黑的这个旷野当中的一个小车里头。
I look in the rear view mirror, I see nothing behind but darkness.
从照后镜往后看也是一样漆黑一片。
I see in the light of the car beam there's nothing in front.
那往前看前面也是什么都看不见。
No road signs, no street lamp, no cars.
也没有路标，也没有路灯，连来往的车辆都没有。
I just drove on miles and miles and miles and I don't even know if I'm headed the right direction.
然后我就一直开，甚至我不知道我是不是开在一个正确的方向。
There is no right turn, no left turn, just one long unending road in the darkness.
然后那个路也没有向右转，也没有向左转，就是好像永无止境的这样一直开下去。
I can't even stop to ask for directions because there's no one to ask for directions.
然后连任何路人都没有，我连下车问人方向的机会都没有。
And in those days there was no GPS.
当时呢也没有这个卫星导航。
And even if there were GPS, there was no signal for the GPS.
当时有这个卫星导航，那没有信号，你也没办法。
If you were in my shoes, what would you do?
那如果是你的话，你要怎么办
I stopped the car.
那我就停下来。
I went up and looked at the sky.
然后我就抬头看看天。
And if you think I'm praying, there's a place to pray and there's a place to exercise our intelligence to find some way out.
那你如果以为我们是我要出来这个祷告，那我告诉你，祷告有时，但是用你的头脑也有时。你要看看星星。
Because faith and works must be joined together.
因为这个信，你的信心跟你的行为要结合。
I was looking at the stars to locate the Southern Cross.
因为我在看天上的那个南十字星。
And when I found the Southern Cross, I got the bearing where north is.
那我找到那个南十字星以后，我就知道北方在哪里。
So I keep following the northern direction, and eventually we found Johannesburg.
然后我们就跟着那星，然后我们就找到了约翰尼斯堡。
I learned a lesson that day.
那天我学到一个功课。
When in doubt, look up.
当你有怀疑的时候。向上仰望。
That doesn't just mean look at the stars.
向上仰望不只是看星星。
In our spiritual life, it applies to looking to God for His leading and His direction.
在我们人生的旅程，我们往上看是去仰望耶稣。
Because it's easy to lose our bearing when the days of darkness come upon us in the wilderness.
因为当黑暗来临的时候，我们是很容易失去方向的。
The second bad news is we can lose our confidence in the wilderness.
第二个呢，我们在旷野中很容易失去自信。
We become disoriented and we don't know how to proceed.
那结果因为我们就迷失了方向，所以我们不知道如何下一步怎么走。
We think this is the direction to go, but after a while we lose our confidence.
那有可能一开始我们还是凭信心这样走，但是越来越黑，你就那个信心越来越失去。
So the bad news is in the wilderness, we can become disoriented and discouraged.
那在这个时候，我们就有可能不但迷失方向，而且也失去了信心，变得很沮丧。
The third bad news is as we lose our bearing and confidence, we tend to wander in the wilderness.
那第三个呢，坏消息是，当我们失去方向跟自信的时候，我们往往就会在旷野当中流浪。
That's why in the book of Numbers, you hear of the wilderness wanderings.
所以在民数记里就是我们说在旷野当中流浪的这个旅程。
Because the wilderness can be complex and confusing.
因为旷野是 也可能是非常的复杂，而且会让人迷惑的。
We're not exactly sure where to go or even how to proceed.
我们不知道要往哪个方向走，要怎么走。
The fourth bad news is that wilderness wandering wearies us.
那第四个坏消息是，旷野中的流浪会使我们疲惫。
We can't quite understand what is happening.
因为不确定会发生什么事。
We quite not understand why it is happening.
而且我们也不知道为什么会发生这些事。
It's like, why me? Why this? Why now?
为什么是我？为什么是现在这个光景？为什么会这样？
And we are desperately trying to make sense of what we are going through.
然后我们就很努力的想要在我们的理性当中去寻找答案。
The fifth bad news is that the wilderness is a battleground.
那第五个坏消息，旷野也是战场。
The wilderness is not a playground.
它是战场，它不是游戏场。
It's a battleground, but it's a different kind of battleground.
它是一种战场，但是跟实际的战争不一样的一种战场。
It's not a battleground where we fight with chariots and armies and enemies outside. We are fighting the battle within.
因为这个时候我们不是在跟外面的这个战车大炮在打仗，我们是跟我们内在的这些怀疑跟一切的恶心在打仗。
In the confusion of the wilderness, we are battling our own fears, our own doubts, our own anxieties.
然后我们要跟那个恐惧、跟怀疑、跟沮丧来作战。
It is in the inner wilderness where we find our fiercest warfare zone.
就在我们内心的最深处，我们找到好像那个最激烈的战场就发生在我们内心深处。
That's the bad news.
这些都是坏消息。
But there's a good news.
但是也有好消息。
And the first good news is we can experience God's presence in the wilderness.
我们在旷野中会经历神的同在。
We can find God's times of refreshing in the wilderness that we are in.
我们会有时候会有一个让我们更新的一个机会。
Provided we prepare the way of the Lord in the wilderness.
然后帮助我们在旷野预备神的道路。
Provided we adopt and embrace the right posture before God so that our perspective can be clear.
Yeah, 先决条件是我们有一个正确的姿态，在神面前的姿态。
您收听的节目是晨曦讲座，我是芳华。继续让我们一块来听赞美之泉的诗歌《沙漠中的赞美》。虽然旷野会让我们失去方向，失去盼望，失去自信，使我们疲惫，在当中流浪，但是神会在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。我们的神永远与我们同在。我是芳华，感谢您的收听，我们下回再会。沙漠中赞美，在旷野中宣告。